Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who the Bruins will get in the first round, Toronto Maple Leafs, and we'll talk about that tomorrow morning with Mike Milbury on this show at 8:20, and Red Sox front office report for this week tomorrow at 9 with Craig Breslow after a rally by the Red Sox. And then what we call the blow it at the end routine.
He must be looking forward to that. Craig Breslow? Yeah, I'm sure he's probably pumped.
Probably very excited about it. Can't wait to get on tomorrow.
Maybe build a better team.
We will get to Courtney in the news coming up at 7:45. And then what are we doing with Chris Curtis at 8:30 on this morning's show? But right now this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a brief back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where would you like to begin this morning, Sean?
Well, Gregory, let's begin with LeBron James. It is generally all about LeBron, and LeBron was on the shop talking about what award he was most upset that he never won, and he actually ends up comparing himself to Beyonce, of all people.
Okay.
So here was LeBron James.
Is there an award you haven't won that still stings?
Douche of the year.
Yeah, defensive player of the year.
Defensive player of the year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the only award that I don't have in my house. That kind of stings. I talked about this before. Like, it don't make sense. It's almost like what Jay just said about B. How can she have the most Grammys?
Yeah.
But never won album of the year.
Yeah.
So the year I finished second in defensive player of the year award, the guy who won defensive player of the year didn't even make first team all defense.
That doesn't make sense.
That's not even possible.
Okay,
it's a good point. Who was that? I wonder who he's talking about.
I mean, if there's anything he does, it's play defense aggressively.
But how do you not?
I mean, really, he's known as a defensive player.
Yeah,
really.
But how do you not make first team all defense and then win defensive player of the year?
I don't care.
You guys played it, so if you don't care, then all right, play the next one, Sean.
No, I don't care about the year. About
I'm just asking. I mean, I kind of agree with him. Like, if your first team all defense.
Yeah.
How are you not winning Defensive Player of the Year?
So you agree with him. You look at LeBron James and you say, man, that's a guy who plays a tenacious, tenacious game of defense.
No, I don't look at him like that.
Okay.
But I look at him that, like, when he wants to turn it on, he has the skill and athletic ability to play defense. And if he's talking about that one year where he was first team all defense,
yeah,
he has that capability. It's like we talk about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Like, they defense is just want to and attitude.
Do you look at him as a guy who's hustling back to try to stop a fast break?
No.
Because I don't.
Yeah, but defense is just want to and attitude. That's all that is. And if you want
to
do
it. He doesn't want to.
Right. Except for that one year.
He wants to score points.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
But don't sit there. Don't whine about it.
By the way, he's lying. The year he finished second in Defensive Player of the Year, the person who won was Dwight Howard in 08-09, who was also first team all defense.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go.
Wow. He's not being honest.
Well, he's lying about that.
Color me shocked.
Dwight Howard was good that year in Defensive Player of the Year. Is that who he was talking about, Shine?
Correct, yes.
All right. Well, there you go.
Okay.
Good job, Shine. Good.
Thank you.
You're right about the Masters.
Because I know who the hell he was talking about.
In Beyonce's case, I think it was Kanye's fault.
Yeah, Beyonce ain't winning no Grammy.
What's next?
Next, we could stick in basketball here. Your Boston Celtics gearing up for a playoff run. They haven't figured out exactly who their opponents are yet, but it doesn't matter. Here is Joe Mazzulla's expectations heading in to their first playoff series.
I mean, I think having the expectation that a series is going to go a certain way. I mean, there's been teams that have gone down. There's been teams that have only lost a couple games. At the end of the day, like, you just can't have an expectation that's going to go a certain way. It takes what it takes. And the other team's trying to win a championship too. So you have to have a respect for your opponent. You have to have a mental toughness to withstand things. There's a lot of things that go on within a series. So I think the most important thing is maintaining a mental toughness, maintaining a discipline towards what we do. And then get rid of any expectation of how we think a series is going to go and just be ready to play.
Wiggy, do you think you would know better than us because you played professional sports at the highest level, even though Bill Belichick tried to torpedo you.
Yeah, you know, a little shade. We all do it.
You think the players care who they get in round one? Like, do you think?
No, they care.
They do?
Yeah. You think about that all the time.
Any chance they want the heat, like, to get, get through so that they could exercise that demon?
No, I would say that that would probably be the one team that you would go, okay, we're confident that we could beat them, but you always want the easiest route. Like, you always want to have a team that you can look at and go, all right, we should be able to. Just like we talked about with the Bruins, right? You look at the Bruins and what they did this year versus Tampa Bay and what they did versus Toronto. You don't think they're sitting there going, you know what?
We love the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, we love having to go.
Get started easier.
Yeah, and that's no guarantee that they'll win the series, but you just have a little bit more confidence. So if the Celtics are probably going, all right, we'd rather Atlanta, Chicago, or even the Sixers, you know, if we got to play the Heat, we're still confident, but you know, we're not really. That's not a team that we want.
I'm so excited. Timing on this could not be better.
Yeah.
So we can now, Courtney's done an extraordinary job when it comes to the basic brunches that we have done to raise money for the Greg Hill Foundation.
Not me, all your team.
No, let me tell
Adam,
you.
Adam, Meg.
The idea started on the show. We did the first one at Striga for the Patriots game in Germany. It was great.
Well, that was actually Wiggy's idea.
Was that Wiggy's? Did Wiggy come?
No, we were trying to convince Wiggy to like a brunch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, that's how that started. But anyway, we are now able, no disrespect to the Swifties, but we are now able to turn Sunday into a Celtics watch party basic brunch.
Yes.
With that game starting at 1.
Correct.
So we will be at the Playwright with you. There are limited seats still available. This is the biggest venue because it's the new Playwright. They redid the whole place. It's gorgeous. So this is the biggest venue that we've done a basic brunch at. So we still have some only bar seats left?
I believe only bar seats left. But their bar is awesome.
Yeah.
There's two bars at this place. We'll be at the back one. It is such a vibe inside the Playwright. I'm so, so, so excited. My family's coming in for this one.
Excellent.
I'm very excited. This is going to be maybe our best yet. Yeah. So there are a few seats left. And so go to the GregHillFoundation.org to buy your tickets.
I am working on getting the celebrity endorser of the new Yodel product to join us.
It's a tough get. I'll tell you that. Those yodels flying off the shelves. If you haven't gotten a Boston Cream yodel from Drake's Cakes, you're doing it all wrong.
You're thinking about making an appearance on Sunday, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, James might have a date, so I'll figure it out, but okay. We will try and stop by. It's only like a half mile from my house, so I probably should.
Yeah, I can't wait. We are going to sit there at 1 o'clock and watch the Celtics get the playoffs underway. So
I'm going to be booing Missoula but rooting for the Seas.
What's next, Shine?
Well, we can pivot to football here because the Chargers released a video of Jim Harbaugh on their YouTube channel and him living in an RV park in Huntington Beach. And some of what Jim Harbaugh had to say, man, this guy is super quirky and weird. And so here was some of the video with Jim Harbaugh living life in his RV.
We're in Huntington Beach at the waterfront RV park. This is my Quantum Thor motor coach. Kind of inspired by growing up watching the Rockford Files. Got my DVDs, I've been watching that. Nothing will make you feel more like a dad than when you figure out how to dispose of the waste. Felt like a real dad. Now, G-Ro, I said this is a Class C here. Greg Roman.
How's it going, everybody?
You want to see G-Ro's? Okay, come check it. Check this rig out. It's like what the rock bands go around in right here.
I mean, for one person, this beats any hotel room in America. You know what I mean?
Took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Living the RV life, G-Ro.
Yes, sir.
Kind of cool, I guess. Is he eventually going to get a house? Or
I'm kind of Harbaugh out.
Yeah. Are you?
Oh, yeah. See, I love it. I think the constant content that comes out of Jim Harbaugh is exceptional.
I somewhat objected when he said the only thing better than his Quantum Thor motor coach was J.J. McCarthy.
Right. Want somebody to ask him, if you believe J.J. McCarthy is this great, why won't you trade Herbert?
I know. Yeah. I know.
Because I would love the Patriots to trade for Justin Herbert, the third pick. That would be sensational. You want to get better quick? Do that.
And I saw like part of it, but he had like the smaller RV, though. He didn't have like the giant tour bus RV.
Well, isn't it his mom's RV?
Who has it better than us?
You would think he would have upgraded.
Is he in the same? Isn't it his mom's RV that he's living in until he gets himself a home or whatever?
Might be. Okay. I'm not exactly sure, but Wiggy's right. It is a smaller one. And right. You think a guy with all that money would get like a nice fancy one.
Yeah, you think he'd upgrade a little bit. Side comes out and everything. One of those type of RVs.
I mean, can you ever see yourself when it comes to retirement, you and Mrs. Wiggins, living the RV life?
I would definitely do the RV life.
Would she drive or would you be the driver?
I just hate to drive.
Well, who would be the... Oh, so you'd want Mrs. Wiggins to drive.
Well, we'd have to... I'd like to hire a driver if that's possible.
Oh, okay. Ooh, Johnny Egan.
But then again, I don't...
Yeah, you could get Johnny Monkey Egan.
But then again, I don't like other people driving.
You don't like Johnny Egan?
Quite the conundrum. If you want to hire a driver but don't want them to drive.
It's like I only feel comfortable when I'm driving, but... Then again, it's like, maybe the RV might be a little bit more comfortable driving, bouncing around here and there. I would definitely try it.
Have you and Mrs. Wiggins ever been intimate in a moving vehicle?
In a moving vehicle?
Yeah, you could add that to your list.
No, never in a moving vehicle.
Oh. Stationary?
Yeah.
Knock that one off the list.
Who hasn't done that? I think we all did that at a time we were in high school.
Yeah. Well, there are teachers that are doing it now in Nebraska.
Do you see the update to that story?
What, the mugshot of that lady?
What her husband did?
Oh, yeah. He's like a high-level government employee or
something? Went to Harvard.
Defense attorney. Not attorney. Worked
defense
for the
Defense Department?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
No, but did you see her mugshot?
Unbelievable.
She looked very similar to Daniel Jones in that press conference that he was doing yesterday.
He was wired, huh?
Oh, my God.
What was he on? Was he on the Addies, or what was it? What was going on during
the
that?
The Addies.
You are the youngest old man in the world.
I don't know if that was the Addies.
I mean, everybody's on the Addies.
Was
now.
He on something?
He must have been on something. His eyes were, it looked like Rashe Caldwell.
Who was the guy that got hired by the Jets, the coordinator, Adam Gase, who had the crazy eyes?
Adam Gase.
That's what it reminded me of.
That was just the strangest press conference I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, the pupils were pupilling.
Yes, they were.
It's like when Seinfeld and...
Is that the medical diagnosis?
And Jerry gave their money to that one CPA. It's like, wait a second here. Why are you making so many bathroom runs?
Yeah. All right. Well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or... I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anyway, yeah, that mugshot, that woman, that teacher that we talked about the other day, the Nebraska lady,
yeah.
Who was found nude in the car at 3 a.m. with her 17-year-old student, mm-hmm. The mugshot was not complimentary.
And Shime has an apology he has to get to.
What? Really?
He has to apologize to LeBron.
Uh-oh.
Why is that?
Because he was wrong about... LeBron was talking about the Marc Gasol.
Well, I saw. Yeah. It was what?
Marc Gasol, yeah, that LeBron was first team all defense and Gasol.
So he
second.
Needs to be clear then, because then he's finished second twice, because I literally Googled it and it says James placed second was 08-09.
Gotta apologize.
But he really didn't have a chance to beat Orlando Magic star Dwight Howard, who earned 105 first place votes.
He was talking about the 2013. When Gasol won it.
I'm sorry I listened to Shime and called you a liar, LeBron. You were not lying.
See? There you go. Apologize.
I also didn't know he finished Defensive Player of the Year second multiple times.
And first a bunch of times. Might want to apologize, Shime.
He didn't finish first in Defensive Player of the Year.
I mean first team all defense. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
First team all defense. Just apologize.
No, I'm not going to apologize. I wasn't wrong.
Yeah, you were.
Nope. Yeah.
Was he wrong?
I mean, Shime and I have made up, but yes, he is wrong.
I Googled, when did LeBron finish second in Defensive Player of the Year? 08-09 came up when he lost to Dwight Howard. So I'm not
technically
wrong. But
the onus is on you if you're saying he's lying to prove that never happened.
And he could have just said that it was Marc Gasol.
He didn't finish second. He finished first team. So you should have Googled, when did LeBron finish first team and lost to a guy who finished second team? So you were wrong for that.
No, I Googled when LeBron finished second in Defensive Player of the Year.
Saying I'm sorry feels good sometimes.
There you go.
Yeah, I agree, but I don't feel sorry. I wasn't wrong.
It's cathartic.
That's it.
There's a song about it. Mm-hmm. Well, several.
One of the diehards last night was saying that all of us mm-hmm. are too hard on Courtney on this show.
That was John.
Said that Shime is an instigator.
Yeah.
In a sneaky way.
Yep. Mm.
When trying to get you flustered.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if as long as there are apologies being offered, Shime, if you feel like you owe Courtney one.
That's two apologies, Shime.
Yeah. He didn't respond to Quinnipiac and their video of how to pronounce it for the incoming students.
Yeah, I got tired of being right.
And I feel like I'm the nicest to Courtney.
You are.
Thank you, Courtney.
No, and
he said you were an instigator also.
No. It's just coming from Courtney.
John was really focused on Shimon.
Right.
Kurt Dog.
Yeah,
that's what Roosevelt was calling Curtis. Kurt Dog.
Roosevelt, great guy.
Great guy.
Drives a truck every day.
Yep.
Listens to the show all day, all morning. Love it. Great mm-hmm. guy.
And his son was awesome, Brooks.
Right. Up and coming shortstop.
Yes. But he can play whatever you need him to play.
He'll play whatever you need him to play. Up-and-coming shortstop in mm-hmm. the East Lynn Little League.
Yep. Right.
Or Babe Ruth, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we got to take a break. Good time with the diehards last night at Fenway. Courtney and I loved it. We'll do it again in May. And we'll be back with the news and an unfortunate incident of Shake Shack rage, which led to near violence at Assembly Row.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.